Country Club FM. The Bob Almanac, and please remember, the Bob Almanac is here for you. As we get into today's birthdays, this date in history, Monday, April 20th, 111th day of the year, 256 left to go, 255 full days, 256 if you were to include today.
Mm-hmm.
This was the date in 1836 that Wisconsin became a territory. The territory of Wisconsin created by the U.S. Congress. 1836, it would become a state later on. I believe Wisconsin became a state 10 years before we did. So Minnesota, 1858, Wisconsin, 1848, 1836, Wisconsin becomes a territory. And oh, what a territory it is. 1853, Harriet Tubman started her Underground Railroad, helping slaves to freedom. Here this date, we might have another Harriet Tubman reference later on today's Almanac. 1879, the first mobile home. It was horse-drawn. And don't think of it as like, you know, being a mobile home now that is parked at a mobile home park or community. This is more like a camping trailer type thing that is being pulled by horses. It was used in a journey from London to Cyprus.
Huh?
This mobile home. I wonder, do you think they had a holding tank? Think they had onboard Biffy?
I hesitate. I don't think so.
Onboard water closet. I don't know. 1879. Maybe. I mean, there were some well-to-do people. I'm assuming that these people were well-to-do if they had the first mobile home. Either they built it themselves or they had somebody build it. They must have had some money and wherewithal to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's and you know, it's pretty forward-thinking for the times.
1918, Manfred von Richthofen. You know him better as...
The Red Baron.
The bloody Red Baron.
Yes.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. He shot down his 79th and 80th victims. They were his final victories because he would be shot down the following day. Was it Snoopy? We don't know. I don't think there is photographic evidence whether or not it was Snoopy. Yep. So details are a little sketchy. But 1918 is when that happened during... WW1. 1959, Dolly Parton released her first ever song. A very, very young Dolly Parton, just 13 years old.
Wow.
It would be 7 or 8 years until she actually charted a song, Dumb Blonde. And it would be, you know, 8 years before she hooked up and started performing and kind of riding on the coattails of one Porter Wagoner.
What?
And pretty soon it was Porter Wagoner riding on her coattails.
Yeah, it really was.
It didn't take too long for her to do the old leapfrog on Porter Wagoner, who was a talented individual, and boy, did he look good in those nudie suits.
He did.
Didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So that was 1959, Dolly Parton, Puppy Love. 1961, Federal Communications Commission. We like to call them FCC, where they're our good friends. They approved FM stereo broadcasting, frequency modulation, as compared to amplitude modulation, AM. And Neil, if we had more time, we would have you go through the differences between AM and FM.
Yes.
The science behind it, but we just don't have time.
We just don't have the
time.
We
really don't. 1961. FM broadcasting was like, it was invented in the 30s, but it took until 61 for the FCC to approve it. And then FM stations started popping up all over the country. And a lot of times early on, they were edgy. They were like album rock.
Yes, that was their deal.
AM was still king until maybe the 70s?
Yeah, late 70s.
Even started, into the 80s.
Yeah, it started to switch.
In 1980, a big day for me in 82.
If you haven't met Pitfall Harry, you're missing the year's most incredible video game adventure. Pitfall for the Atari 2600 and Intellivision.
Since I met Pitfall Harry... no other man will do.
Pitfall, designed by David Crane.
Have you ever met Pitfall Harry?
I don't remember that.
The video game Pitfall was introduced on this date by Activision. We had it for our Atari 2600.
Very nice.
Would we did not live a life of luxury when we were young.
No.
We weren't born with a silver spoon in hand, etc. But we had both an Atari and an Intellivision. When we were young. I don't know what we did to deserve that.
No, we
didn't. You know what happened? One of the reasons was because we got Atari 2600. We go, oh my God, these graphics are horrible. So we go to the movie store in town, the video store. They had an Intellivision. And we're playing that. Especially for sports games, Mattel and television was so much better. We basically begged our parents to please get us in television. We still played Atari because there were some pretty cool games like Space Invaders and Asteroids and things on that. But the sports games on the Atari 2600 were brutal. They were awful. The graphics were just, I could have drawn better graphics using crayons. And then so we had Intellivision and Atari. I still look back and feel that how fortunate we were to have both of those when we were young. I never complained about my childhood when I realized we had both an Atari and an Intellivision.
Yeah, that's living high.
And that was Pitfall. Don't get that confused with Jungle Hunt, okay?
Okay.
They're two different games. 1986, speaking of games, this guy's got game.
Jordan with 8 on the clock. Jordan ties the game.
Oh, boy.
63 points, and you're looking at an all-time record.
Oh, boy.
I love Dick Stockton working with Tommy Heinsohn.
That was great.
On CBS.
They were a good combo.
NBA basketball coverage on CBS. So Michael Jordan, NBA record, 63 points against the Boston Celtics. Boston would win the series pretty easily, actually. But this is when Michael Jordan kind of burst onto the scene nationally.
People
started saying, okay, this guy is special.
Right.
In 1986, still earlier in his career, before they kind of got going, and he didn't have much around him.
Yeah, that was like his second
Chicago
year or something.
Yeah, it was the 85-86 season.
Yeah.
So are you watching? Have you heard about the documentary on ESPN?
Yes, I think my son, is it on tonight or was it last night?
It debuted last night.
Yeah, recorded it.
I think it's 10 episodes.
Okay.
Is it 10 or 6? It's something. It's an hour program, I believe. I've recorded it. I haven't watched it yet, so no spoilers. But I'm just what I'm reading on social media, it's getting good reviews.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's getting good reviews. So MJ, Air Jordan, 63 points on this date, 1988.
Out of the closet and into the California sunlight came one of America's most closely guarded military secrets. The B-2 stealth bomber, far and away the most expensive weapon system ever built. The U.S. Air Force designed it, Northrop built it. Now they want Congress to sign the check.
And a big check it would be. The B-2 stealth bomber came out of the closet on this date, 1988, officially unveiled using stealth technology. This is the plane, and this is the program that created so much buzz in Nevada when they were developing it and researching it. Everybody thought they'd see these things in the air, and they thought it UFOs.
Yes.
Nobody knew about it.
Right.
You know, even though it's stealth, that means it's stealth to radar. The naked eye can still see it. Neil.
Yes.
It's the key of the stealth fighter is that its radar signature is that of a bird, if even that.
That's pretty.
So enemies don't know it's coming.
That's impressive. Whoever came up with stealth knew what they were doing.
Okay, that was this date, 1988, 1992. Let's remember Benny Hill. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's Shania Twain. Where's my Benny Hill? Here he is.
It's TV theme time, in essence.
It's Yakety Sax. Benny Hill passed away on this date. That's why we're remembering him. He was a funny man. Some might call some of his humor a little raunchy.
A little bit.
Exploitive.
Yes.
I don't know, but as a teenage boy, I sure liked it.
Yeah.
Had to kind of sneak it, and I didn't want the parents to know I was watching Benny Hill. Oh, watching Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Which has some of its own raciness to it, as you know. So that was Benny Hill. He died at the age of 67 on this date in 1992. That's funny that he died so young because he got so much running in.
Yes.
With all those scantily clad women chasing him through the parks and things in London.
A lot of you think he was in really good shape.
Yeah, so that was 92. 93, Shania Twain released that self-titled album, her debut.
What made you say that you've been listening to your heart?
Didn't do too well on the charts.
I liked it. Had a great video. Came out with Toby Keith on the Mercury label, I think.
Sure. Shania Twain, and then, of course, she didn't give up. She met that Mutt Lange guy.
And then it
and the rest is history after
pretty
that.
Well, yes.
That was 1993. 1979, President Jimmy Carter was out fishing, and he was attacked by a swamp rabbit. I didn't even know those existed. A swamp rabbit, a mean, ornery old cuss. This swamp rabbit swam up to him in his fishing boat in Plains, Georgia, started wrestling with Jimmy Carter, and Jimmy Carter just being Jimmy Carter because he knows how to fix things. and he knows something about everything. He's a generalist, not a specialist, Neil. He knew what to do to render that swamp rabbit neutral, and took him down and just continued fishing.
Wow. Well,
I think he threw a handful of peanuts at him, knowing that swamp rabbits were allergic to peanuts, peanut allergy swamp rabbits. So that was in 79. In 1999,
I just started screaming and crying and telling them not to shoot me.
The first detailed accounts came from terrified students who managed to escape with their lives, like this teen who heaved his wounded body out a second-story window into the arms of officers below.
They all told us to get under the desk, and we all got under the desk, and then they just started coming in the library and opening fire and shooting off.
I just can't imagine the terror that was going on this day to Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. 13 people killed. The two gunmen were killed as well. They were students. They had booby-trapped the school, and they walked in there with their fatigues and their guns and just started shooting.
Jeez.
One good thing about this, the pandemic and the lockdown and the quarantine and everything, the month of March went by, and it was the first time I think I heard in 13 years that we had a month of March without a school shooting.
Oh, jeez.
So I guess that's one good thing.
Well, yeah.
That the schools were closed and whatnot, right. But it's also a sad commentary, is it not?
It is sad. That is a very sad. That 13 years, that's ridiculous.
Something like that. Don't quote me on that. Okay. I'm paraphrasing and going on memory, which isn't always that good of a thing to do. And then 4 years ago.
Goodbye, Andrew Jackson. Hello, Harriet Tubman. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the Treasury Department with more. Good morning, Mary.
No time for Mary. That's then along comes Mary, but she's going to have to move right along. We don't have time for Mary. But this is the date that the Treasury Department announced that Harriet Tubman, on the date that she started the Underground Railroad going back to, what, 1853, that right. She would be the new face on the front of the $20 bill. That's been delayed a few times.
It
hasn't begun yet. Things have delayed it. It eventually is supposed to happen. So that's the state 2016. And who's on the $20 bill right now?
Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson. Old Hickory. We're going to have to say goodbye to Old Hickory and make room for Harriet Tubman. Birthdays now. He was Sulu.
In range?
Not yet, sir.
Come on.
She'll fly apart. Fire, Barton.
Well, there he is. It's Sulu. Hikato Sulu, he eventually became captain of the USS, I can't remember what the name of it was, but of course he was the helmsman for Captain Kirk.
Mr.
And
Sulu.
He was the man any time that Captain Kirk and the Enterprise needed to go to warp, would be the one who would release the inertial dampeners and then, of course, engage warp 5. So George Takei Sulu is 83 here today. The name of the ship that he captained in Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, will come to me before the end of today's almanac.
The pillow where you lay your head now hold my lonely.
Johnny Tillotson, he had some country crossover success. He's 81 today. Ryan O'Neill, happy birthday. Longtime partner of Farrah Fawcett.
Yes.
Ryan O'Neill is 79.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. What kind of feeling?
Yeah, lead singer from Blue Swede. They had two great redos and cover versions. Hooked on a Feeling, and then their Never My Love was really good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Bjorn Skifs, Swedish singer, lead singer Blue Swede, is celebrating today, 72. Jessica Lange.
You put me down!
Kong is smitten,
yes,
to
he
say
is.
The least. She was born in Cloquet, lived for a long time. I don't know if she still does, but along the river in Stillwater, I know she had a place. Jessica Lange is 71.
Sir, Dr. Evil's not bluffing. One of our satellites is falling out of orbit.
Which one?
It's the one that looks like a pair of...
Melons! Big, juicy melons!
Man, I could really go for some melons. Melon season is not quite here yet. That's Clint Howard. Howard's little brother, who's on Gentle Ben, and he made appearances on the Andy Griffith Show, did he not?
He was he was Leon, always offering his peanut butter sandwich.
Must have been a good one, or he didn't like it.
Yeah, no, he
maybe
was
he didn't like it.
He was very kind. He shared.
That's nice.
Yep. Oh my!
Restless. Andy Serkis. There he is as Gollum. He is Mr. Motion Capture Animation. He's always doing these movies where they've got the motion capture dots and little ping pong balls on them. Planet of the Apes, he did it for that.
Okay.
He did it for the Star Wars where he was Supreme Commander Snoke. You'd have no clue what I'm talking about, motion capture animation, but look it up. You might want to find out more about it.
Right.
Andy Serkis is 56.
Oh, hey, Biff. Hey, guys. How are you doing?
You got my homework finished, McFly?
Well, actually, I figured since it wasn't due till Monday.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think, McFly. Think. I gotta have time to recopy. You realize what would happen if I hand in my homework in your handwriting? I'll get kicked out of school.
There is a cameo from Biff. It's Crispin Glover, George McFly.
Oh,
there is no mystery why Back to the Future was our all-time top movie as far as our March Movie Madness competition in bracket.
So good.
Crispin Glover, nobody wore more product in his hair than George McFly. 56.
In a Chevy, in a hurry, in a pouring down rain.
Wade Hayes had a nice little run of hits.
He did.
Sometimes forgotten and overshadowed by some of the bigger stars of his era.
Yes.
Wade Hayes is 51, and I know this guy. I know he has more dialogue and has more lines and other things that he has done, but every time I think of him, it always comes down to this.
Whoa.
I mean, if you're going to have one word be your catchphrase, why not it be Joey Lawrence, 44, Blossom and various other shows.
Yes, absolutely. Gone but not forgotten today, Howlin' Mad Smith, 1882. He was a bad person. Adolf Hitler, born on this day, 1889. Comedian and silent actor Harold Lloyd. 1893, and then this man in 1908.
He's the master of the vibraphone.
Lionel Hampton.
It's like a xylophone. It's a tabletop. The xylophone, though, I believe, uses wood. Meanwhile, the vibraphone uses metal.
He could play it. 1908 for Lionel Hampton. And we have one other one, Luther Vandross. Little R&B is always good.
Peppy.
Very smooth sound of Luther Vandross, born on this day. 1951, it's a short list, and it's late.
I'm going to add to it as well.
All right.
Because your staff, I don't know what they're thinking.
Entire world.
Oh, look. This is Charlie Donovan with the Cleveland Indians.
How would you like to manage the Indians this year?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? This is a chance to manage in the big leagues.
Let me think it over, will you, Charlie? I got a guy on the other line about some white walls. I'll talk to you later.
Lou Brown.
Oh.
James Gammon, the man who played Lou Brown, would have been celebrating today. He would have been 80, but he is gone.
He was a fine skipper.
But not forgotten.
Yes,
he was.
Absolutely.
I mean, they took him to the championship.
Yeah.
They won the division.
One
game playoff
the
against the Yankees.
Yep.
We were cat. That's, I mean, his lines in that movie, on and on and on and on.
You may run like Hayes.
But you hit, right, like exactly, yeah. It's enough of this Ole.
Yes.
A lot of it is colorful.
Right.
You know, we wear caps and sleeves at this level, son. They tell us you're a pitcher. You're sure not much of a dresser. All right, would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Waylon Jennings' Rough and Rowdy Days? Mm-hmm. Bellamy Brothers, If I Said You Had a Beautiful Body. Or Winona, Girls with Guitars.
Waylon.
KDDG.